Well, Pete Staples, TasRacing.com.au, talking to trainer John Blacker for our edition of From the Stables for this Friday night meeting in Launceston. John, welcome to the show.
G'day, Pete. How are you?
I'm good, and looking forward to this. Let's kick this off with the first race. We need to know, how is number two Rough Road been going, and what do you expect?
His horse has always shown above ability, and he won his first ever race start, and his next two starts he drew wide both occasions and then got caught three and four wide. So both his runs were good. Tipped him out, brought him back. He's had two nice trials, and we expect him to win.
Well, the latest trial, he ran second to She's Raunchy, but the first trial, he won that and defeated Campbell Ash and Knitting, and Knitting since come out and run a heck of a race first up. So, you expect him to really blossom this preparation?
Yeah, I think this campaign should be his best. He'll go through his grades. I always thought that he's probably up to an 84 or an open class level down the track, so... If he gets the right run, and has a good ride, he should be in the committee room.
Well, let's hope Bullet Mooku can do the job. In race two, you've got a first starter, Margarita Talking, and this one goes around in your mum and dad's colours.
Yeah, no, she's a nice mare, having a first start. She's had a few trials, but all over the shorter distance of the 700 and whatever. Her work's been really good. We believe that she'll run further than what the 1400 is, but I'm not worried about the gate. We think she'll run a nice even race out of debut.
All right, we'll look forward to that. In race five, you've got number nine Gallo Gate. This is just by the cobwebs away for him.
Yeah, he's had one trial, and he never came up at all last campaign for some reason. He's well and truly off the boil, but come back this time in. A young lady will be instructed just to ride him cold and just let him find his feet and balance up and just let him work home. But he won't do much till he steps up over 1600 plus.
All right, Jupiter's Moon in race number six, which is the benchmark 66, 1400. Won at Devonport three starts back, which was, quite an encouraged performance. What do you expect with the young Chelsea McFarlane on the board?
Yeah, we think he'd go really well. He's freshened up really well from his last start. Mind you, it was a field of five. He ran last, got beat length. I think on the day he was unlucky not to finish a lot closer. He got beat length and didn't have no luck at all. So he'll measure up in that field, down the weights a bit.
All right, your last runner for the night is in race seven, a benchmark 60 over 1,100 metres, and you've got Compassy returning from a spell. Only had the two starts, drawn an awkward gate, Bullet Mooku to ride.
Yeah, if there was something for her down the track, we'd probably take her out and wait for another day, but she needs race experience.
Mm-hmm.
The barrier's probably no advantage. She'll go back and balance up, and then at some stage late she'll be hitting the line hard, but... She's another one too that will probably... She's by Delicati, so she'd probably be suited when she gets over 1,400 or a mile or so down the track.
All right, but definitely the best from your stable for sure is in race one, number two, Rough Road.
Yeah, no, he's a nice horse on the improve, and if he takes his trial form into his race performance, he should be very hard to beat.
All the best, Ladbrokes
Park,
Launceston, mate.
Righto, mate.